Hi everyone, welcome back to Pronunciation Challenge. I'm Kate and great to see you all again. The video today is called Where We Get Our Fresh Water. So it's basically about the percentage of the fresh water used in our lives. And why is it important? It's because human cannot survive without fresh water. So here's the sentence for today. Agriculture accounts for roughly 70% of global fresh water consumption. Again, remember the numbers vary by region, but still, it's a staggering amount. Agriculture accounts for roughly 70% of global fresh water consumption. Again, remember the numbers vary by region, but still, it's a staggering amount. 好，那今天的单字第一个就是 roughly。Roughly 它是一个副词，就是大致上的，或是粗糙的，或粗暴的。那它后面很常会接一个数字，就是代表一个大约的值。例如像句子里面的，或者是你可以说 Roughly speaking, he made $40,000 a month. 就是大致上来说，他一个月大概赚40,000块。或者是他当粗暴的的意思。就是 he pushed her aside roughly, 就是他很粗鲁的把他推到一旁。那 roughly 还有一个相似的字叫做 approximately。approximately 也是副词，就是大约。那第二个单字叫做 consumption。consumption 就是消耗或是一个消耗量。那它的动词叫做 consume。consume 的话就是大量的消耗或者是消费，然后或者是你说吃跟喝的话也可以用 consume 这个字。那它如果当消耗的话，像有一个复合形容词叫做 time consuming。 time consuming 就是很耗费时间的，所以如果说什么事情很耗费时间的话，就可以用 time consuming。如果 consume 这个字当吃或喝的意思的话，例句就可以说Layla decided to reduce the amount of beverages she consumes. 就是 Layla 她决定要少喝一点饮料。那 consume 它后面加一个 r 就变成消费者 consumer。像消费者保护法的话就叫做 Consumer Protection Act。好，那下一个单字叫做 assume。assume 就是假定承担或者是就任的意思。像如果是承担义务或是就职的话，就可以说是 assume duties 或是 assume office。 好，那如果是假定的话，例句就可以说 We can't assume he's guilty just because he remains silent， 就是我们不能因为他保持缄默就认定他的罪。那 presume 的话就是假定或是认定的意思，那很常会用在假如说你看到一个人，然后你其实没有亲眼，你没有跟他正式见过面，但是你可能有透过别人知道他是谁，那你就可以过去，你就跟他说，我想你是谁谁谁吧，那你就可以说 You're Helen, I presume。 那 presume 这个字的话，它也可以用在你假定一件事情，你推测一件事情的发生。例如你说I presume that she's not coming because she hasn't replied to my invitation. 就是我推测她应该是不会来了吧，因为她没有回复我的邀请。那下一个单字是 staggering。staggering 就是惊人的或者是令人震惊的。那在句子里面呢，就是他说 staggering amount， 就是是一个很惊人的数量。好，例如你可以说It costs a staggering amount of money to study at that art school. 就是要进入那一间艺术学校就读，那个花费是很惊人的。那 stagger 的话是它的动词，那它当动词的时候就变成就是踉跄，走路踉跄或是蹒跚走路的意思。那它当然也有使震惊的意思。好，那例如你说 The drunkard staggered along the street.就是那个醉汉他就是在路边踉踉跄跄的走路。好，那下一个单字是 astonishing。 astonishing 它当形容词，那它跟 staggering 是相似词，就是惊人的。好，例如 Her first novel was an astonishing success。 就是他的第一本小说获得惊人的成功。好，那下一个单词叫做 astounding， astounding 它也是令人震惊的意思，像 astounding fact 就是一个很让人震惊的事实，或者是 astounding decision。 好，例句你可以说 He made an astounding decision to quit his high salary job， 就是他辞掉他的高薪工作，然后跌破所有人的眼镜，就是这是一个很令人震惊的决定。好，那以上就是今天的单字，那我再重复念一次今天的句子。Agriculture accounts for roughly 70% of global freshwater consumption. Again, remember the numbers vary by regions, but still it's a staggering amount. So that's all for today's pronunciation challenge. I really love to watch this kind of videos from TED, because they are, like, for one thing, they're short videos, and for another, they always provide knowledgeable content. So I hope you guys also enjoy it. And thanks for joining me today. I'm Kate, and I will see you soon. Bye!